Queensland graziers, whose properties were ravaged by floodwaters in February, are now facing another hurdle. Some of the grass on their farms is just not growing back. More than 500,000 cattle are thought to have died after a deluge that saw 65 centimetres of rain fall in just 9 days. While the lack of grass is holding up attempts to restock the properties, officials are still preparing to allocate $750 million in federal government grants. Annie Guest has more.
Since losing about half her herd in the deluge, it's been a busy time for Jacqueline Curley, one of the owners of Gypsy Plains Brahmin Stud, north of Cloncurry.
Yes, we've fixed up most of our fences. They're all back up and running again because we didn't have a lot of issues there. But we've also managed to bury all of our livestock, and we've had a lot of help from local industry through the mines and local services that have donated their time, their machines to help. So our own people haven't had to bury those, which has been wonderful for their mental health.
And has all that rain at least brought you good pastures now?
I would like to say so, but unfortunately not. Even though we've had twice our annual rainfall, we only have a third of our normal grass body, which is very disappointing because at the end of the day, people aren't going to be able to restock as much as they would like to.
Why do you think it's not now lush pasture after that rain?
It's really quite unusual because it's almost like a jigsaw. When you drive through a paddock, there are green patches and dead patches side by side. It's quite bizarre. Whether they were waterlogged for too long, or I'm not sure what the issue is, or perhaps a lot of nutrients have been leached out of the soil, but it's looking very ordinary.
So what will that mean then for those people who need to restock and who may be considering perhaps those government grants to help them do so?
Well, some that will have feed available if they've lost all their stock, they would be in a position to buy some, I'm sure. And others who have not had the amount of feed grow that they need and still have some stock, they're probably not going to be able to buy them anymore at all. So you have a situation where people would like to buy and can't buy for possibly 18 months or so, and others that would be able to buy straight away.
But it seems the patchy grass isn't a deterrent. One grazier told RN Breakfast he's selling his property to a private buyer who approached after the deluge wiped out 80% of his stock. He says he knows of at least half a dozen graziers around Julia Creek who are in negotiations to sell a secondary property, one they own in addition to another family place. The grazier, who didn't wish to be named, says selling will lift enormous stress from his family. Meanwhile, the North Queensland Livestock Industry Recovery Agency's Shane Stone is touring the region to survey the extent of the damage.
Well, it's not until you get out here that you actually can see the full extent of it. You've got to bear in mind that the length of the water mass was some 780 kilometres. At points, it was 70 kilometres wide and it was moving at speed. And it came quickly and suddenly. Some people lost everything. Many of their stock were washed away. Their homesteads were damaged. This is soul-destroying stuff. When you sit with people and they recount to you their experiences.
Some have also been recounting their experiences in an online survey run by the rural lobby group AgForce. Its preliminary tally includes stock losses of 664,000 head and damage to 10,000 kilometres of fences and 15,500 kilometres of private roads. Here's Shane Stone from the government-appointed recovery agency again.
We are not yet able to put a number on the head of cattle and sheep and goats that were lost during the floods. There have been various estimates bounced around, but we're being a bit cautious here. We're waiting to see what the latest muster brings in. In terms of infrastructure, where people's fences have been knocked over, their turkey nests have been destroyed, their watering points, their culverts are all gone, it's very hard to put a figure on that.
Shane Stone says $750 million in government grants is available for those affected by the North Queensland floods. It includes grants of $400,000, which must be matched dollar for dollar by the applicant. There's also grants of $75,000 for primary producers. But Shane Stone says so far, there's only been applications for about half of those available.
The reasons for that are some people say they're just too busy trying to get their lives back together. Some people say, we don't take charity, we'll get by without this. Others say, look, I will get around to it. So that's the first funding envelope. The second funding envelope, which covers the $400,000 grants, which is the restocking, infrastructure repair and replanting, that's a $300 million funding envelope. So all up, when you add together all the bits and pieces, $750 million has been made available, together with the Queensland government's usual grants and support that are extended to people in this situation.
Okay, so is there any chance that it was overly generous and that those pastoralists don't actually require the assistance?
No, we're scraping the surface. The agency's only been going through the 1st of March, and it would be very premature to say that it was overly generous. Quite clearly, some people, regardless of the grants, probably won't survive. That's the reality.
People are urged not to decide for themselves whether or not they're eligible for financial assistance, but to contact the agency or speak to a rural financial counsellor.
That's Annie Guest reporting. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 26 past 6.